What would you slash?
Hi, this is Andrew from Salem, Oregon. One of the first things I would cut in government spending would be subsidies to companies making over $1 million a year.
This is Joel from Brooklyn. I say fire the bunny inspectors. The USDA has got federal inspectors checking magic acts that use rabbits to make sure they have a federal license. Fire them all. Just fire them.
Oh, I love that one. But somebody's got to protect the bunnies there, Joel.
I wouldn't stop any government services. I like my water clean, the uninsured to have health care, all children to have education. I like my mail on Saturdays and insurance when I retire. And I happily pay taxes for myriad other services I might never even use. So I wouldn't even stop the IRS.
It's Ellen Holman from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Are any of you having a difficult time figuring out what to cut? Tell me the story. We'd love to know. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us what you think the federal government should cut tomorrow, if anything. Doing without federal programs is kind of a long-term strategy in the state of Texas. Chuck DeVore is vice president of policy for the Texas Public Policy Foundation and a former California lawmaker. He joins us from the studios of KUT Austin. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, great to be with you.
So is it the case that the sequester isn't going to hurt that much, at least that's your argument, in the state of Texas?
Well, not that much at all. I think the first thing you have to look at is there's about 100 programs that we've seen, the top 100 programs, that contribute about $31.3 billion to the state budget. Now, most of that is off limits. That would be Medicaid. So if you actually look at the sequester, we're talking about $334 million out of a total budget this coming year of $92.5 billion. That's 0.36%. of the Texas budget, one-third of 1%. If we can't figure out how to take care of Texans with a haircut of one-third of 1%, then I don't think we're running state government very well.
So the furloughing of 160 workers at a Boeing defense plant in El Paso doesn't concern you?
Well, now you're talking about the larger effect. So I mentioned $334 million to the state budget. That would be the state of Texas budget. There's another $275 million in defense expenditures that will be affected by the sequester. So if you add the effect of the state cuts to the defense cuts, you're talking about 0.046% of the Texas economy, or less than 0.05%. Again, I'm sure that these cuts will be painful for the individuals involved. But Texas has a below-average unemployment rate. Our economy is booming.
But is that statistic a way of concealing the human terms? 4,800 children in Texas will not have access to their Head Start programs. 52,000 civilian DOD employees are going to be furloughed. I mean, yes, Texas is a big state, but that's 52,000 people. There are a number of cities in Texas with 52,000 people in them.
Let's be clear. 52,000 people are being furloughed. They're not losing their jobs. We're talking a reduction of about $5,300 per worker. So it's not like they're being fired. But here's the point. Our federal government is functionally broke. And if we keep doing what we've been doing, not only our children, but our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to be paying the price for decades to come.
But you are prepared to say to the 52,000 civilian DOD workers in Texas, we don't need you. We can't afford you. We can't afford to teach the 4,800 children in Head Start. We just have reached a point where we can't afford to do that anymore. We can't afford to spend $67.8 million in Texas on primary and secondary education for 930
well, let's get
teachers.
Back to the
can't
basic,
do it.
Right. Let's get back to the basic point. We're talking about $334 million. Out of a state budget of $92.5 billion, as I said, one-third of 1%. If teaching 4,800 kids with Head Start is an important state priority, I'm sure the state lawmakers will come up with the very small amount of money it takes to do that. This is about priorities, and this is about what level of government is best to determine these priorities. We think in Texas, and I think many other Americans think, that the level of government closest to the people is the best level of government to determine these priorities.
Chuck DeVore, what do you cut from the federal budget tomorrow?
Well, I think that you could get a lot of savings out of something, for example, like Medicaid by allowing block grants to the states.
Chuck DeVore is vice president of policy for the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's a former California lawmaker. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
We want to remind you that at 12:30 Eastern, The Guardian and The Takeaway will be hosting a live chat on the sequester. You could weigh in with Todd Zwillick, D.C. correspondent for The Takeaway, and The Guardian's finance and economics editor, Heidi Moore. It's an online discussion about the sequester's impending impact on the U.S. economy. That's today around lunchtime at 12:30 p.m. Eastern at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.